Tonight on UPN, the latest reality TV offering, a show called Amish in the City.
Going to the beach with Amish kids that have never seen the beach before made me just appreciate the things that are right in my backyard.
I was very excited to be going to the beach. It was going to be a very new experience for me.
I've seen the beach on pictures, but I can't really picture how it's going to look, but I know it's going to be so cool. I think it's going to bring me closer to God.
And closer, perhaps, to millions of television viewers. In the program, five Amish young adults are transported from a world of rural isolation to the Hollywood Hills. There, they reside in a group house with city kids. Daniel Lakin is the executive producer of Amish in the City. He also produced the 2002 documentary called Devil's Playground. That film chronicled the Amish rite of passage called Rumspringa, the period when youth temporarily leave the fold to explore the world outside the strictures of Amish life. Lakin, whose 2002 documentary was critically acclaimed, says his new show got started with a call from a TV executive.
We received a phone call from John Kroll of New Line Television, who had a really interesting and different take. He had seen Devil's Playground and left it with some real questions and a real sort of sadness that the Amish are allowed to be taking this time period to explore the outside world, but the people that really do go and explore the outside world, all they're doing is kind of staying near their parents' barns and drinking and sometimes taking drugs, and they don't really get a chance to see what the outside world is like. And John had this question of, would there be any interest in Amish kids in spending time in a big city in order to make this decision, to really get a sense of what the outside world is like? And it really is a natural outcropping of where Devil's Playground left off.
Interesting. Did you have any reservations about this?
Always. You make a documentary, it's critically acclaimed. When people have a natural assumption that reality television is going to be a certain beast. We have a joke that we refer to as the big metal animal theory. The Amish don't see a car driving by and look at it and say, hey, what's that big metal animal? And if people are expecting that, they're going to be disappointed because the Amish are much more sophisticated than people might assume. So we wanted to make sure that it was done respectfully because certainly our experience with the Amish has been nothing but respectful so far, and we wanted to continue that.
But this is altogether different. Documenting the period of Rumspringa is one thing, but creating an artificial environment, it seems like that's altogether different. In fundamental ways, you're manipulating what is supposed to be a natural period of discovery.
It's definitely different. I would never sit here and tell you that this is a natural progression of where Rumspringa has gone. It's Rumspringa in a way that no one has done it before.
Is it really Rumspringa then?
This is probably not for everyone. Certainly not every person who grows up Amish who's on Rumspringa would want to take their Rumspringa like this. However, there was a large percentage of people that we spoke to who had a desire to spend time in a big city in order to see what it was like to make a fully informed decision of how they wanted to live the rest of their lives.
The program, although it is not yet aired, has already received a torrent of criticism. Many in the Amish community and some lawmakers who represent them say that you're mocking the Amish and their belief system. What do you say to that?
People love to make judgments about things that they haven't seen. They love to make assumptions about what our intentions are. And that's just blatantly false. There is in no way at any point in time was the intent of this show to mock the Amish, to make fun of the Amish, to humiliate them in any way. All along the way, all of the executive producers, the network, there was never an intention to make fun of anyone. And I think that now that people have gotten a chance to see the show, all of the critics who have seen it pretty unanimously say that in no way is the show making fun of the Amish.
If this is indeed supposed to be more than just mere entertainment, can you tell us what you hope viewers will learn from this by the end of the series?
One of the key things in choosing all 11 participants was that we wanted each of the people, all 11, both the city kids and the Amish, to be at a crossroads in their life. Rumspringa is something very specific to the Amish, but any of us that were teenagers, and all of us were, we went through periods where we had to face difficult choices. So all 11 people on the show go on a journey. And through spending time with each other, they learn a lot and they make some difficult decisions on how they want to spend their lives, whether they return to the Amish, whether they stay out of the Amish, whether they're Amish at all.
Daniel Lakin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Lakin is the executive producer of Amish in the City. The 10-part series will premiere on the UPN network this evening.